Hello, welcome to Guide 365, where we use updates and coaching tips. My name is Letitia, for those of you who don't know, and today we have series episode 22. And I'd like to go through a development study that I have been part of since I was born. Those of you who don't know me, you will see 2 years ago, I expressed my involvement in the study. And have quite a few people interested in how that actually works. So an overview really of the study is that it was designed in Christchurch, and it was the Christchurch Health and Development Study. And it's basically a longitudinal study of a birth cohort. There was 1,265 children that were born in Christchurch during the mid-1977. And the cohort was obtained by contacting the mothers of all live-born children giving birth in all maternity wards, both public and private, over a four-month period, and enlisting their participation in the research. So of the 1,310 mothers that gave birth during that period, 1,265 agreed to participate in the research study. So that's about 98% of the women that gave birth in the mid-1977s. So members of this birth cohort have been studied at birth. They were studied at 4 months, at a year, and then annual interviews at the age of 16, right through to the age of 18, and now we're reaching our 45th year. So there has been an extensive collection or data collection and many subjects that the study looks at, including sexual abuse in childhood. It goes into things like single parenthood and the academic achievement of those children living in those type of environmental situations. It goes through how children adjust in adolescence, if there was childhood sexual abuse at a younger age. It also goes into the severity of that, how this affects family dysfunction, and goes into psychiatric disorders. And it also goes into quite a lot of depth in how childhood physical abuse affects their social adjustment through their teens and later in life as well. So as you can see, it's quite an extensive program. It is used worldwide currently, and it talks also about these things happening within that group, how this affects your suicide, and yeah, just the well-being of people that are in that environment, or children that were in that environment, and how they've progressed through the years. So the study is not just a psychological viewpoint, where lots of questions on the parent's side when they were younger, but also the child involved, now adult involved, but it does also go through a lot of physical testing as well. And we've just found out that like this week that they have that study unit here in Dunedin in New Zealand has actually been gained more funding, which means that it's going to take us into another 50 years. So it's kind of exciting. It is actually the longest running study ever to have been done so extensively. And it is used in all medical facilities all around the world for all purposes, whether that being, you know, whether we're talking about social interactions, whether it's political, public concerns, all of these things around how our mental health system, how our education system, how our drug advisory committees are run. So all of these, the study is really used in a lot of areas within our government and within our communities to really help those next generation of children come through, and to really help families that are in those situations, and how we can stop a lot of these things progressing into adulthood. So really, that was, I really just wanted to touch base on that. A lot of people have been asking about it, so there you go. And I've had a few people come to me this week also, because it was on the news here in New Zealand this week, just mentioning that, you know, the study is going to be going into another 50 years. So yeah, it's kind of exciting in a way. You know, how do I feel being a study for 45 years? You know, I really struggled as a teen in my early 20s and even into my 30s to really accept that what this was. And, you know, it always made me feel a little bit different from everybody else. But as I have, you know, got older and researched more and understood the concept and what this is actually achieving for future generations, that really gives me a better understanding and willingness to really participate in the next 50 years ahead. So yeah, there you go. A quick rundown on what that was all about. And yeah, just keep an eye out on my posts on social. Sometimes I do talk about it, but yeah, that was just more of a rundown so people got the idea of what it was. And yeah, it's just the Christchurch Health and Development Study, and that's generally run through our School of Medicine here in New Zealand. So tune in again tomorrow, and not sure what will be tomorrow, but